The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Here's what we got. We're going to deal with this foreign policy, foreign aid, deep state stuff. I'll get to that here in a minute. The disconnect of the voter disconnecting themselves from the results of their choices. There's an amazing little poll out of Harvard today. A bunch of emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, now let's gear up for what's coming. The foreign aid bill. This foreign aid bill has got all kinds of crap in it. It's money for Ukraine and money for Israel and money for Taiwan and money for everything. There's no money for you, of course. No money for you, but money for all these people. Mike Johnson's out there today, well, saying things like
this. We have to stand for freedom and we have to be the beacon of light and we have.
Stop. Let me stop you right there for a moment. You see a lot of these buzzwords. In fact, I'm going to stop this. I have to talk for a minute. What, Chris? I have something to say. I'll let the rest of it play in a minute. Anyway. Politicians love their buzzwords and they love these terms and people get caught up in these things. And we always have to understand something. This is a manipulation tactic that has been used since the dawn of politics. It's a manipulation tactic that is effective on the public. I've brought this up before, but it's fascinating. Henry Kissinger, piece of trash, but whatever. Henry Kissinger talked about the phrase, support our troops. I've got to find the audio of it. One day I will actually dig. I actually heard him talking about it, but I've never actually found the audio of it. But Henry Kissinger was talking about support our troops. And what he essentially said was, it doesn't really mean anything. Or if it does mean something, it can mean whatever you want it to mean, right? I'll tell you what it meant to me when I was a Marine, when I was a very average grunt Marine in Iraq. Support our troops. It meant something to me. Hey, yeah, give us some better food. How about the support of the public for what we're doing here? That's what support our troops meant. If you were against that whole thing, totally understandable. In hindsight, let's be honest, that's the correct point of view. Maybe supporting our troops for you Maybe it meant bringing them home. Let's get them home so they can be safe. You see, it doesn't actually mean anything and can mean whatever you want it to mean. Support our troops. But that doesn't, it's not grounded in anything. They use this all the time. Republicans in particular use this all the time when it comes to freedom. Freedom. He did it right away here. Right off the bat. Freedom. Freedom.
We have to stand for freedom and we have to be...
Stand for freedom. We have to stand for freedom. Stand for freedom? Russia, Ukraine, stand for freedom? I know Russia invaded Ukraine. I understand that. Vladimir Putin's a piece of trash. Totally get it. How do we stand for freedom by choosing a side there? Ukraine is not a NATO ally. They are not a free country. Ukraine has canceled elections. They've canceled the opposition party, and they control the media. This is not a free country. It's not a democracy. It's not a republic. It's none of those things. This is not standing for freedom. But why do they use these words? They use these words because they're effective buzzwords on the masses. We have to stand for freedom. They understand. This is why I really despise Republican leadership so much, because they take advantage of the GOP base. The GOP base is made of people who genuinely love America and they love freedom. The GOP base is made up of people who stand for the national anthem at a baseball game and get a little teary-eyed when she hits the high notes. That's the GOP base. The GOP leadership doesn't. They're not like that. They don't give a crap about the country or the anthem or anything else, but they understand you and me, we are. So they come up with these buzzwords that they know can be effective to manipulate us. We have to stand for freedom. They say that because that's something that gets to my heart. It's something that gets to your heart, right? Freedom. Yeah, freedom. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about billions of dollars in for this defense contractor, for this border in Ukraine, for this and that. We're not talking about freedom here at all. I'll let him talk now, Chris. I'm going to let him talk, I think, Chris, unless I have something else to say.
We have to stand for freedom and we have to be...
Look, Chris, I want you to remember something.
But my focus is just stay focused.
That's my focus, Chris. All right. That's my focus. All right.
Quit. We have to stand for freedom and we have to be the beacon of light and we have to show strength, because the perception of a strong America is good for the entire world. The only thing that has kept terrorists and tyrants at bay is the perception of a strong America.
I'll let him keep going. You hear all these buzzwords? Terrorists and tyrants. Strong America. Keep the evil at bay. Speaking directly to you. This bill doesn't do any of those things, of course, but he understands this is how you manipulate the GOP base.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job. Look, history judges us for what we do. This is a critical time.
They love this one. They love that line. History judges us. They love that line. History will judge you. History's going to look back and they'll judge us. Remember Mike McCall the other day, or was it Mike McCall? I think it was McCall the other day who came on and told you that this is the time, either you're never Neville Chamberlain or you're Churchill. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Right now, critical time on the world stage. I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing. I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important. I really do. I really do believe the intel and the briefings that we've gotten that I believe Xi and Vladimir Putin and Iran really are an axis of evil. I think they're in coordination on this. I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Balkans next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families.
See that last part? That's probably the part that makes me most angry. They've all been doing this. The Democrats have been doing this. Republican leadership has been doing this. Not just trying to, you see what they did on the front end? At the front end, they were giving you the carrot. The carrot was, don't you want to stand for freedom and the light of the world? Don't you want to stand for freedom? But at the end, common manipulation tactic, very common in politics, they give you the stick. Hey, you don't want your son to die, right? They know. The demons on the left, they just want to murder their kids or trans them. They know that the Republican base, more family-oriented, They know we love our children. So now that they gave you the carrot, hey, you want to fight for freedom, right? Freedom, freedom, freedom. Then at the end, pull out the stick. You don't want your daughter to die, right? They love these manipulation tactics. And this is how it works. Remember Mike Gallagher, that loser out of Wisconsin, that congressman who announced he was going to retire? He stood against the impeachment, of course, torpedoed that whole thing, and then promptly announced he's going to retire. Well, I've got great news. He announced he's going to postpone that. For how long? Oh, till after the weekend, so he can vote for foreign aid one last time. Quote, the congressman has flexibility to stay and support the aid package on Saturday, a spokesperson told Politico. He's going to postpone that retirement. Now, why? Is it because you can't afford steak? Is it because you can't take your wife out to dinner anymore because times are so tough? Is it because you're moving back in with your parents or your children? Is that why Mike Gallagher is postponing retirement? I just got to go back and fight for America one more time. The American people. No, don't be ridiculous. Doesn't think about you. Doesn't give a crap about you. It's coming back one more time to make sure the deep state is flooded with as much money as humanly possible. And Chris, go ahead, write this one down for me, buddy, if you wouldn't mind. Mike Gallagher, his name will resurface again. Don't think he's going to retire to the mountains and live in a cottage splitting firewood and shooting deer. Mike Gallagher will have himself a wonderful, well-paid, cushy little deep state job about 5 minutes after he leaves the House of Representatives. Why do you think he would postpone retirement to vote for billions of dollars to defense contractors? Why do you think he would do that? Everyone knows. And this is what I mean by the looting of the Treasury and the destruction of our financial system and why these people, they just don't have the essential element we need for a nation. They don't have patriotism. Patriotism is not some side thing. It's the essential element for a country. And that's what our leaders lack. All right, I have to knock out some of these emails before we get to voters and how they're disconnected from their choices. The FBI's officially lumping you in with the Islamic terrorists and so much more. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Chris commented on the fact that I'm a little pepped up lately. I'll be honest with you. I'll let everyone know where I'm at right now. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. And as part of that, I've been taking 3 Tongkat 100s. I think you're only supposed to take 2. I've been taking 3. It's been very busy and I've been feeling so good that I've upped that to 4. And now I'm just bouncing off the walls. I want to go. I don't even want a commercial break. Gentlemen, do you want to feel like that? It's the best feeling in the world to have your mind and your body prepped, ready to go, fired up. That's what a male vitality stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements. That's what it did for me. Ah, I'm tired all the time, Jesse. I need another cup of coffee. You don't need another cup of coffee, even though that would be wonderful. Go ahead and have one of those. You need a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. Ladies, female vitality stacks for you. Same thing. You want to feel the same way? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Get a subscription so you save money. Try it. 90 days. You can't imagine how good you'll feel. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Did you hear Joe Biden today? I want to make sure I'm clear about something. Rafah is a town in Palestine. Rafah with an R. Here was Joe Biden today.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just.
Haifa is a town in Israel. Haifa and Rafah are two different places. You know what? Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I took your advice and I got involved. I'm now running as the Common Sense Commissioner in Jefferson County, Colorado, District 1. How about that? I'm an anti-communist swimming upstream in a sea of gulag wastewater. Can you throw me a life jacket? And his name's Charlie. Go get him, Charlie. Charlie Johnson is his name. Officially rooting for a Charlie Johnson out there. Okay, advice. Let's deal with this because we've been talking a lot about getting involved and locally and how do we fight back? What do we do? So let me give you a little bit of advice as somebody who's lost two congressional races. Okay, I ran twice. I lost twice. What do you want me to do? I won both Republican primaries. And the first one I almost won was 4,000 votes, the general election. So I think we can call me an almost winner. All right, shut up. Let me give you some advice. It will help, and this is going to sound really, really cheesy, and I know it's going to sound cheesy. Stay with me. When you decide to get involved, run for school board, run for city commissioner and things like that, you are probably, unlike me, a good person. And you're running to do good. And that's good. I want you to run to do good. That's the idea. The idea is to do good. But you have got to see yourself as a warrior first. And this is what I mean. You think these local elections are going to be, I wouldn't say easy, but not that bad. You're not running for Congress. After all, no one's going to run TV commercials on you when you're running for commissioner, for county commissioner. You're never going to see a TV commercial with someone calling you the Antichrist. So you don't have to worry about that. No biggie, right? But these local elections, they are the soft underbelly of American communism. The soft underbelly of American communism is school boards and city councils and county commissioners and things like that. Meaning the communists, they control all these things, even in red areas, but they don't have a lock on them because they're outnumbered. They've been luxuriating in these positions because we've never gotten involved. We drive by the public library instead of stopping in. We've never gotten involved. They're soft. They do not have a strong hold on their positions because they're soft and because they understand these positions are vulnerable. They might lose their spot at any moment. When you try to take these positions from these people, they are nasty, absolutely nasty. I'm not telling you you're going to be physically threatened or something like that, although some dirty commie is definitely going to send you an email threatening to kill you. It happens to me all the time. It's no big deal. But look, I'll tell you, my friend Kira Davis, actually, in California, here's a great example. Kira Davis ran for school board in California. I love her. She lost, but she put herself out there, got involved, ran for school board in California. Kira Davis was talking to me one day. She had someone following her around town. Now, not threatening her. It was the opposition trying to catch her doing something stupid. I caught her down in vodkas at noon or something like that before, whatever the case may be. But this is a local school board race and she had someone follow her. You're going to get yelled at in the grocery store. You are. They're not going to just hand you that school board position. You are trying to take power. Remember, you're not getting involved in politics. You're getting involved in power. Someone has it. You're trying to take it away from them. They are going to defend it, and they are going to defend it with all they have. And this applies to GOP primaries as well, because you know the most important thing you could do is challenge the current GOP loser in your area who's selling us out. The GOP establishment types, they jealously guard these seats, and I mean jealously guard these seats. You should have seen all the crap they tried to pull on me when I was taking these people on in a primary. You should have seen all the crap they tried to throw on me. So my best advice I can give you is to see yourself as a warrior when you get involved. Don't be afraid of it. Don't live in fear of the next nasty thing they're going to say to you or do to you. Learn to embrace it. Wade into it. I love when these people come after me. I have always loved it. Why? Well, what's that old saying? If you're not catching flack, you're not over the target. When they start coming after you, you should take it as nothing but encouragement. You are doing good, and the bad people don't want you to do good. That is the mentality you have to have running for office. Ah, but Jesse, I'm just a housewife. You're not. You're the one who knows what needs to be done. You're the warrior. Go kick out the dirty piece of commie trash on your school board. You're not just a housewife. I'm just a lawyer. I'm just a constructor. You're an American citizen. You are the one with the power. You're the one that knows what needs to be done. So go out there and kick these people out of office, all right? All right, I got myself all fired up there. I am fired up today, Chris. I don't know what's going on. I've got to calm down. I've only had a reasonable amount. It's the Tomcat. I'm telling you. Anyway, here's something you need to do. On top of being a warrior for your community, you need to take care of your dog. And we don't take care of our dogs. I know you love your dog, and you walk him, and you pet him, and you give him water, and you give him food, and I bet you money. I bet you this. You give your dog the best food you can, don't you? Whatever you can afford, you give him the best food you can. We all do, because we love him. But what color is your dog's food? It's brown, isn't it? It's brown because it's dead. You know why those leaves turn in the fall? Because they die. Brown things are dead things. Start pouring rough greens on your dog's food. It's a natural nutritional supplement. They kill the nutrition in dog food. That's why our dogs are ravaged by all this endless disease, and it's why they die so early here. We don't ever give them nutrition. Rough greens is vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils. And I mean, you want to see a difference in your dog? You don't have to take my word for it. You'll see a difference in your dog, in his coat, his breath, his energy. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags for you to try it. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Let's talk about the disconnect of the American voter. Fascinating poll out there. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are having so much fun here on a Thursday edition of the Jesse Kelly Show tonight, digging into all kinds of things. And I'm going to do a bunch of emails and stuff in a few minutes, but I wanted to get to something first because it's
an interesting thing that happens. It's not going to be about us specifically. It's just more of a human nature talk we're about to have, but it is interesting. The headline is for Mediate. I don't know how to say it. Some crappy commie rag. But there was a Harvard poll out there, and it's just stay with me. Young people. This is voters 30 years or younger. Joe Biden is polling at 50%. Trump's just 37. Likely voters, Biden's at 56%. Trump's at 37. And then you skip down a little bit, and you find this little stat. 9%. Of the people they asked. Remember, this is the same group of people. 9% of them say the country is generally headed in the right direction. 9%. 60%, 60, say that flat out the country's on the wrong track, headed on the wrong track. Now, what's the disconnect there? What's the disconnect? Because it can be hard for someone like you, for someone like me, it will be difficult. Who are you? You think. You read things. Well, if you're like Chris, you read audiobooks, but you do, don't you? You consume information audio-wise. Maybe you're listening to me live right now on one of our affiliates. Maybe you've got the podcast. I bet you watch things, maybe TV shows. Maybe you watch mine. Remember, I have a TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time on the First TV. I bet you read different things by different people. You seek out information and you think and you try to come to appropriate conclusions on things. So for someone like you, it's hard to understand how somebody could be so lost. This country's in the wrong direction. Man, things are terrible. I can't believe how bad things are going. Who are you voting for this November? Oh, the same guy we've got in there. Why? It's crazy talk, right? Well, you should understand, one, this is human nature to divorce yourself and your choices from the results. You know, oh man, I'm looking down right now. Actually got a little, kind of a little belly going on here. Why? Well, during the break, I'm talking about 1 minute ago, I was stuffing a white sauce and sausage pizza into my mouth. I can divorce myself from my choices, but the truth is the proof is in the pudding that used to be a stomach here. That's the proof. Voters love to do this. And this is why Democrats campaign the way they campaign, especially right now. I think this will help all of us understand why they're campaigning the way they are. You notice they don't have anything. Nothing. There's nothing tangible to campaign on. Biden himself, everything's bad. The border's open. People are mad about it. Inflation's bad. So Biden himself, you see him flailing, grasping at straws. Junk fees?
But right now, for many Americans, life is too expensive. Are you concerned that stubborn inflation will hurt your reelection bid?
We brought down inflation considerably by over two-thirds. And it is being stubborn and not going down to the 2% we need. But it's significantly different, number one. Number two, the thing that really affects people's lives are all the small things that add up to big numbers for people. All these junk fees.
What? Junk fee? What? Okay, so why campaign? Why even bring up junk fees? Well, they don't have anything else. And so what they normally do, what you will see all across the country, is you'll see them campaigning on abortion because they know American women love abortion. They just adore it. It's like their little teddy bear at night. Please just let me murder my baby. That's the American woman. Now, they understand that. They will campaign on Donald Trump being a Nazi. Trump this, Trump that, MAGA this, MAGA that. You don't need me to play any clips for you. You know that's what these people do. Trump's a Nazi, and they're trying to take away your right to kill your baby. Vote for me! Why? Because for people who are demoralized, for a society, for citizens who are demoralized, and remember, demoralized doesn't necessarily mean down and out. That's what people think it means. It can mean that. But for our purposes here, it just means kind of lost and listless with no actual direction because our culture does not promote American values anymore. Freedom, the government should be small, you should work hard, you will succeed on your merits. These kinds of ideals, these American ideals, because we took those away, the dirty commies took those away. Now we have a society full of people who are floating. They're aimlessly floating with the wind, completely demoralized. And what that does for you is this. You can take that person and you can move them any direction you want, even if it's a direction they're not even sure they want to go because they don't have their eyes set on anything. What's a good example? You know, here's a personal example of this. Stretching. You ever stretched at all? You ever done that stretch where you stand up and you kick your heel back so it's up to your butt and you grab the top of your foot and you're kind of stretching out the front of your thighs there? You know what I'm talking about. You've either done it or you've seen it. Ever do that without leaning on something? You fall over, don't you? Unless you focus on something. Meaning just pick a dot, pick a rock in the ground. If your eyes focus on it, you will maintain your balance. You'll be able to stand up. Do you know that? Well, human beings are built that way. We need a goal, a purpose, a direction. This is someplace we're going. And if you take that away, so you're just blowing in the wind, what it does is it makes it impossible. In fact, Yuri Bezmenov talked about this, to come to logical conclusions. Once you have taken away that thing to focus on, you will fall, you will blow over, you will go any different direction. So when you look around you right now and you're screaming at the norms and normas in your life and you're trying to get them to wake up, why don't you realize, what are you doing? What the reason you're frustrated is you have something you're focused on. You have an idea. You have a place you want to go, a place you want for yourself, for your country. You have a goal. You are focused on something. Therefore, because you're focused on something, you're able to come to logical conclusions. Why? Well, let's say it was me. What if I came on the radio right now and I tried to pull you away from that thing you're focused on? I tried to yank you out of that. Well, because you're focused on it, because you're focused on whatever your freedom, we'll make it just about freedom. If I come on here and I start promoting things that are anti-freedom, you will immediately be able to pick up on that because it's taking your eyes off of where you were going. You're, whoa, whoa, what's this? What's this? But if you're not focused on anything and I grab a hold of you and I start to pull you in a bad direction, I start to pull you towards things that are harmful to you, you may know that you don't like where you're going currently, but that doesn't mean you have some preference on going someplace else. Where would you go? You weren't focused on anything anyway. You were floating in the wind. And that is why for decades they have gotten into the education system and they've destroyed the idea of what it means to be an American. Ask most Americans today. They will tell you we are multicultural. That alone is evil and wrong and sick. We should never be multicultural. One culture, American culture. That should be it. But no, they take that away. Or America's a melting pot. It's not really anything. And just America's whatever. When you take away the thing people can focus on, that's when you get a pool full of people who say, this country's heading in the wrong direction. This is a disaster. Hey, who are you voting for this November? All the same guy we got in there now. Lost people. They'll demonize our side And that is all they need to get enough of the, well, to get a bunch of these people in their corner. Let's hope it's not enough. I didn't mean to put it that way. All right, we have to get to some emails before we get to the FBI merging their radical Islamic strategies with you, who's been telling you about that for the longest time. Before we do that, speaking about abortion and how lost people are, I'm really hard on Americans because of this issue, and I'm not apologizing for that, but I do understand there's a reason Americans love abortion so much. They don't truly understand it. They don't know. Years and years of lies, referring to it as reproductive rights and things like that. It's demoralized our country to where we don't know now that it's a baby. It's alive. That's why preborn works so well. Did you know that? Preborn brings it back into focus with an ultrasound. You see these women, they go have these abortions and they don't ever really put two and two together that it's a baby. It's a clump of cells. It's a this. But when you lay down for a free ultrasound that is given to you by preborn, you see the baby, you hear the heartbeat, and then the truth is right there. And they choose life almost every time. That's where your preborn money goes. $28 buys them an ultrasound. $5,000 funds the entire network. You save 200 lives. Whatever you can do. $28 and 28 million. I don't care. Preborn.com/Jesse. Tax deductible. Give it monthly. Give it weekly. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget to send in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. All 3 hours belong to you. Send them in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to a couple of these emails, I want to try to get to some of those tonight. The stack is increasing here. There's been too much to get to. This representative, this dirty commie, Jayapal or whatever how you say her dumb name, she got up today and spoke, and I have something I need to get off my chest about this.
They are literally choosing.
Literally? You don't, I'll let her go for a second.
They are literally choosing to make healthcare more expensive for seniors.
They were literally choosing it? I just want to know. How does that change the sentence from they are choosing to, well, what'd she say?
But right now, for many Americans.
Oh, wait, wrong button. Here it was.
They are literally choosing to make healthcare more expensive for seniors.
They are choosing to make healthcare more expensive for seniors versus they are literally choosing to make healthcare more expensive for seniors.
They are literally choosing to make healthcare more expensive for seniors.
I'm not going to get my blood pressure up. I'm fine. But what did literally add to that? Did it change that sentence in any way? In even the tiniest way? What did it add? I can't take it anymore. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I love listening to the Medal of Honor Mondays. Have you ever thought about making an audio drama podcast about these heroes? His name is Jack. You know, I have this thing that I want to do. I don't know how to properly implement it. I can't talk. And I don't know how I will get the time to do it. So I don't have time to do it right now. But I have thought about this before, about making either probably not a straight podcast version of this, maybe podcast with video and pictures. That would be a production. It would be more than we had time for. We would have to hire people for this, and it would take time to do it. So don't get your hopes up. It's not about to come. Okay. But I think that one day we will get something like this going, I should say, of telling these history stories and maybe just Medal of Honor stories and putting pictures on them and giving backgrounds on the battle and stuff like that. I love that stuff so much. Like that stuff. I love doing this. It's not a job. You know, I've had real jobs my whole life. So I love just talking to you every day like this. That stuff, I really, 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 really love it. And I think that we will end up doing something like that. I do. I don't know when that's going to be, but who knows? Hey, Torpedo Guy. Oh, he's talking about my idea about the big lake with the jet skis that fire torpedoes at people. Only we don't want the torpedoes to necessarily kill anyone except on pedophile day. Then we'll put pedophiles on a boat and we'll get real torpedoes. But other than that, it's just we want it to be fun. We want people to be able to watch and we want people to be able to participate. I want you to be on a jet ski and me on a jet ski and we'll be firing torpedoes at each other out there, but ones that don't explode. I don't want anyone to die. You know, anyway, this guy says, Jesse, I'm here to solve your jet ski torpedo problem. You outfit the torpedo with a computer chip. When struck, the chip sends a minute-long stall out to the jet ski engine, like when you bump someone while racing on go-karts. The opposition can then bombard the sitting duck jet ski with a rooster tail to the face or a nice wake. Liability goes way down. You can run with this, but I want 10% of the gross since I doubt I can rely on you to make this profitable. Okay, well, here's why I don't like your idea. We already are holding ourselves back by making this whole thing bloodless. Again, let's set aside pedophile day when we're going to fire torpedoes at pedophiles. That's not what we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fun purpose of our jet ski torpedo park. We're already decreasing the entertainment value by how bloodless this whole thing is. You know, we don't want the modern gladiator games here. We don't want anyone to die. However, there has to be some form of punishment that's greater than having your jet ski stall out in the middle of the lake. I've been on jet skis in the middle of the lake, and I've just shut them off just so I can sit there in the middle of the lake. And I'd be fine with it. And you could splash me with water. I like my idea more, probably because it's my idea, where the torpedo, when it hits the jet ski, there's some kind of mechanism in there that, whoosh, that's the sound it'll make too, whoosh, it launches people off the back of the jet ski. And I don't mean just kind of mildly dumps you in. I'm talking 20 feet, boom, you're just getting launched off the back end of that thing into the water. You're not going to really get hurt. You're not going to get hurt at all. You're going to land in the water. Maybe you get a little water up your nose. We all know the women will hold their nose anyway when they're in the air. The women and anyone who was in the Air Force, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm going in the water. And so we know those things are going to happen, but there's got to be some payoff for the fans as well. So that's why your thing isn't going to work. Hey, Jesse, can you rip on all the Iowa reps in Congress? I think everyone thinks Iowa is a red state, but the reps in Congress are anything but conservative, even though they are Republicans. Okay. I've been talking about this the whole show. We talked about it and we decided we should probably just go ahead and play for you some of these things. Some of me sitting down with Tucker and about what we were talking about. And this is a lot of the stuff you've heard before on the show, but I'll play you a clip in just a moment of that. Dear Jesse, I saw your interview with Tucker on YouTube. I really wish you would be on that platform more as well. I know you're not as handsome on video as you are on the radio, but I use YouTube as my main source of information. We're on YouTube. You just look up Jesse Kelly, right, Chris? Look up Jesse Kelly on YouTube, or since YouTube's hot steaming garbage, look us up on Rumble. We're on Rumble too. If you want the pleasure of gazing on me, well, what, Chris? If you want the pleasure of gazing on me, you can go do it there. All right, we're going to talk about these Republicans in red states. In fact, I'll play you a little Tucker clip in a moment. Before we do that, let's remember putting our money where our morals are. It's not just where you don't spend. That's where you do spend. Well, I tell you all the time about shopping local more. I'm trying to get better at that. I've been terrible throughout my life. I'm trying to get better at local, small business. That's why I tell you about Pure Talk all the time. It's not just that you shouldn't spend money at AT&T. That's really a given. Go look up all the causes AT&T is involved in. Go look up you know what? Just do an internet search right now for Verizon Pride Month and tell me if you're happy to be funding that. It's not just that you shouldn't patronize them, but Pure Talk is a business that we should seek out. Their CEO is a veteran. They are so pro-America, they do something. You can't find companies that do this anymore. They hire Americans in customer service. When you get a hold of Pure Talk, they speak English, and they're pleasant. Switch to Pure Talk. Keep your phone. Keep your number. Same service. Pay way less. Pick up your phone. dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.